But right now, we got a man who has been with us a few times before. It's always good to see him again, one of the finer rock songwriters out there now. He's from out in California, lives in San Francisco, but after he had written the group of songs that turned into his latest record, he decided he didn't want to record it in San Francisco, wanted something a little more intense. So he ended up going to Mexico City and bringing some folks from California down there. He put together a great record called Let Freedom Ring. It's called Political Songs for Non-Political People. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Mr. Chuck Prophet.
Got a sermon to preach, yeah. Sweet Lorraine's on SSI. Her mom walked off before she said goodbye. You've been gone. Clouds make rain, days make years. Gone, gone. I think you'll find some changes here. Gone, gone. Clouds make rain, days make years. Gone, gone. The village square is a 10-acre mall. The home team plays out of San Cristobal. My tender mercies have all been spent. Every last straight arrow has been. You've been gone, gone. Clouds make rain, days make years. Gone, gone. I think you'll find some changes here. Gone, gone. Clouds make rain, days make years. Gone.
Gone. right. It's great to be back. They really cleaned the place up. I appreciate that. It's great to be back at Mountain Stage. Here's a song called Hot Talk. Todd Roper's going to count it off for us. Girl stopped me on the street. She says, "Excuse me, sir, I think we've met before." I said, "I've never met you in my life." She said, "Yes, well, how can you be sure?" She said, "The night it has a thousand eyes." I said, "I know that too, but what does it mean?" She said, "The night has a thousand eyes. Think about it. Get back to me." Sometimes I get so bored, I just wanna crawl out of my skin. She said, "What kind of name is Prophet anyway?" I said, "I don't know what kind of name it is." Oh, I said, "Your laughter's like a drug to me. I only wish it went to my expense." She said, "It ain't costing you a dime." I said, "I know it's not. That's not what I meant. No." Thank you very much. Let me introduce you to my partner in crime over there. Can you see her from there? Stephanie Finch. The brains behind Paw. How's everybody doing? Everything all right? Any questions? Song now that's off a new record I put out this year called Let Freedom Ring. And like Larry was saying earlier, this is an album that was recorded entirely in Mexico City, which you just have to file under one of many ideas I've had that just seemed like a good idea at the time. I did want to go somewhere energized, and for anybody that's been to Mexico City, you know that as soon as you step on the sidewalk, you can really feel it vibrating under your feet. And I thought it would be a great place to go and record these songs. A couple things I could have never predicted was that in Mexico City, it's an everyday occurrence that the power goes out like 5 or 6 times a day. And even though we'd found this studio that was totally state-of-the-art, I was completely blown away when we found this place. I mean, it was state-of-the-art, and when I mean state-of-the-art, it was state-of-the-art, you know, at one time. I'm thinking somewhere around the time of the Eisenhower administration, but I'm not totally sure. And within 3 days of arriving in Mexico City, as fate would have it, we started hearing about a thing called the swine flu. Does anybody remember the swine flu? Yeah. And all the CNN-inspired hysteria that went along with it. So that was really great. I mean, that's really the place you want to be when the Black Plague comes, believe me. You want to drag all your friends down there with you, too. So we, you know, we're professionals. We put our blue masks on every day, and we went into the studio and tried to capture magic. And like I said, the power routinely goes out, and this is something I took a while for me to get used to. I just, inevitably, we would be in the middle of a pretty immortal take, I think. Something that we could never reproduce. And then, boom, the power would go out, you know. Finally, I started getting kind of uptight, you know. I'm the uptight white guy in this situation. I went and I tried to talk to the studio owner, and I said, you know, I don't know if you know what's going on in there, but, you know, we're trying to make a record, and the power keeps going out. And he looks at me, and he says, I know. He said, but it's back on now. I didn't have a comeback for that. I still don't. I'm searching for it. Anyway, this is one of the last songs that we recorded for the record. I want to send this out to anybody who's feeling the financial crunch right about now. I know that we got some college students, and I'm hoping that you're not going to have to move back in with your parents. And I'm hoping for you parents out there, your kids aren't going to move back in with you once you get them out of there. And this is what we do for a living. We travel around, we play our songs, and we drive around in a Ford Econoline van, and times are tough out there. I gotta tell you, there are nights when, believe it or not, we don't even know where our next Grandma Coke is coming from. So. All right, I've said enough. This is called Holding On. Marriage on the skids, and the folks ain't doing well, but we're holding on. yeah, we're holding on. Seem like maybe half the people we know got the same sad story to tell. But we're holding on. Yeah, we're holding on. Oh, but you and me, baby, we don't have to die. Oh, we can't get it on like it's Saturday night. Holding on. I went to see the doctor. He said, you should be dead. I said, I was, doc, but now I'm back. Yeah. Holding on. Holding on. Well, the doctor looked right through me, shook his little head and said, what do you know about that? Looks like you're holding on. Holding on. Oh, but you and me, baby, we don't have to die. No, like it's Saturday night. Holding on. Yeah, we're holding on. Come on. I got an empty feeling. I got an my life is a river. It's a river. I'm watching it flow, baby. I think I might just wander on in it one time and get up to my neck just to know. Go by and see Jennifer. I hear she's living back at home. Holding on. Holding on. I figured I might as well fill out an application on my way. But when I got there, the whole store was gone. Oh, baby. The whole store was gone. But we're holding on. Yes, we're holding on. We'll be right back.
very light as a hawk cripples the dove. Over and over, watch the dove die as they rip out the floorboards above. Let there be gossip, let it be cruel. I'll still be home before dawn. I've been through the ringer, I know you have too, but their bite was much worse than their bark. Wild as the Sisters of Mercy just laugh. All the lost brothers drink themselves blind while good fortune breaks hard work in half. Let them have Mercedes in a house at the beach, sit by the pool and get high. Raise a cool bottle to the heavens above while the creatures struggle in the tide. And let freedom ring. Let freedom ring. As the rivers rise up over the banks, and there's nowhere a poor boy can hide. The hawk cripples the dove.
Chuck Prophet, along with James DePreto on guitar, Stephanie Finch on the piano, Todd Roper on the drums, Kevin White on the bass. Mr. Chuck Prophet, that last tune was the title song to the new Yep Rock album, Let Freedom Ring.